Cranky isn't cranky anymore. Alyssa's cranky.
You know what I want to see in the forest? I want to see a unicorn. Want all you want. Wish in one hand, but poop in the other.
I'm just going to start filling myself with being the same one on this broadcast. Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to our, albeit 2 minutes late, March edition of Addicts Live. It's been a few weeks since we've all been together.
March.
I take that seriously.
I don't know what's going on. Welcome.
Apparently, Batman has joined our broadcast.
They took away all my filters. I had to do something silly.
Not till the 25th. Oh, April 25th.
Oh, I still have them?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
You have another month. Uh-oh. Just told me you added the thing. Okay. So, well, how is everyone doing this this lovely March 18th, the day after St. Patrick's Day? Is anyone hungover?
Go Ducks. Go Ducks.
No. Visit anyone house? Anyone's house?
Nope. No, I was chill.
I was at Disneyland.
Joe was good.
Just like every St. Patrick's Day, I spent the entire day explaining that I'm Patrick without a K. I'm not Irish. I'm not Catholic. I'm Welsh, which always just confuses the crap out of people. So, but I still wore green just to be sure. I don't like getting pinched.
Well, that's, I mean, makes sense. About you, Joe, did you have a good St. Patrick's Day?
I was working in a mine on a mountain in a green corduroy coat.
So you're working on the railroad? Or just the mine?
Yeah.
All live long day?
The Big Thunder Railroad. Yeah.
I love that ride.
You weren't given any tourists?
No. I don't want to talk about it.
Uh-oh.
It's a long story that's boring. I'll tell you off air.
Oh, okay. Well, sorry for everybody who's watching who doesn't get to hear the story, but... once you have a child, you don't do St. Patrick's Day as much as you used to. I was very depressed looking at my Facebook feed, the memories, because 5 years ago, it's probably the last time we really did St. Patrick's Day, my husband and some friends of ours, we rented a limo and we did a bar crawl in New York City. We probably hit about 20 bars. And as my Facebook feed from like 5 years ago, the memories was all these like bar stops, drinks, all these. And you can actually see the progression of my one friend. His Facebook post slowly started getting worse and worse and worse. So I was like, yeah, we used to be young. We used to be young and fun. Now we're just old and tired. So
maybe you can explain this to me. And this is a question that actually came up yesterday with my good friend Dave. As you know, Dave has an office right on Times Square, and he works in the same building as Bubba Gump. So he gets to look right out on the craziness of Times Square. And he said yesterday basically was just thousands of underage people drinking and stumbling out of Ubers. But here's the question I have. Trying to go back to the tradition, Lent actually started like last week, right? So
yes.
I don't get how you start giving up and being penitent and then you get completely blitzkrieged for St. Patty's Day. How do you rectify that? I don't get it.
It depends. I mean, being Catholic, I can, you know, give you some explanation of this. Mm-hmm. So it depends on your what you want, what you gave up for Lent, what you do, what you don't do. You know, that's one thing. But two, really, Fridays are no meat Fridays. Most bishops in the country gave special dispensation for yesterday because St. Patrick's Day technically is a holy day, similar to St. Joseph's Day. So they give, you know, dispensation so you could eat corned beef should you want. Most people took that to mean you could eat any type of meat you wanted because they got dispensation. But at least Cardinal Dolan in New York said it was only applying to corned beef. At least that's what Catholic Channel Radio.
And so that extrapolates from the Holy Communion wine right into giant things of whiskey and green beer, right?
Well,
am I following this?
The other thing too is if you count the days between Ash Wednesday and Easter Sunday, it's more than 40 days. So technically Sundays are considered your free day, so you can indulge on whatever it is you gave up, because technically you're only supposed to give something up for 40 days.
So you guys just move this back to, this is a
very, so you can switch your days.
Very fluid.
Just like, you can switch your days. So if you gave something up and you usually indulge on it on, like for example, my mom gave up Facebook for Lent. On Sunday, she'll quickly scroll through her Facebook to see what she missed, which I think is stupid. But if you, for some reason, made a mistake and you ate something you gave up or did something you gave up, you can make up for it on, say, Sunday. Same thing if you gave up, if you don't eat meat on Fridays, like it's torture for me, pure torture not to eat meat on Fridays during Lent. I mean, I honestly think that for vegetarians that are Catholic and can't eat meat on Fridays, they should have to eat meat on Fridays, because that's the equivalent of torture that it is to me, because it is torture. Because I don't eat fish, so it is just pure torture. Anyway, I can only eat so many slices of pizza.
But the baby calves are rejoicing somewhere because of the
veal all the time. I mean, we only eat veal. Really, we only eat veal in November. I mean.
Okay, I'm sorry I even opened this conversation up, because I am more confused now, but it actually makes sense. There's all kinds of cardinal dispensations that allow you to move things around and do what you need to do so you can get blitzed on St. Patrick's Day and not feel bad. That's where you're going with this.
But if you didn't give up alcohol, I mean, you can get blitzed. I mean, you can get blitzed anytime you want. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's Lent. It's really about what you gave up. You know, it's more about, it's Lent is more a time for reflection, prayer, you know, going over things like that, sacrifice. So for me, if I gave up meat, that's an ultimate sacrifice. So if I drank, that's not really a sacrifice to me. So that's a little different. But as Josephine says, we just make it up as we go along, which is.
It's just funny. So I think the very essence of Lent is my wonderful nephew. For Lent, they were like, Tommy, what are you giving up? And he was like, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. And his mom's like, but you don't like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. He's like, exactly.
Yeah.
That's the thing. You know, I mean, I used to try to give up homework for Lent. I used to try to, you know, get away with it and say, I'm giving up homework.
I remember one year when they made us give up TV for 2 hours or some crazy thing, because we always used to come home from grade school and watch TV, like Gilligan's Island, whatever. They made us give it up. Well, my sister.
You're not dating yourself at all. Killing
yeah, no, I know. No kidding. But my sister, who is brilliant in ways to get around rules, used to turn the TV up in the other room really loud, and we'd sit on the couch and listen. It was so weird. It was just weird. But then again, it does explain the whole Grinch thing that we talked about it off camera. So apparently. Once obsessed, always obsessed. I'm so sorry for starting this conversation and going way off topic, and now we can go back to what it was we were supposed to be talking about, because our poor listeners are now, what are they talking about?
Well, those of them that are Catholic understand what I'm saying, and those that aren't Catholic just kind of agree, because they agree with the sentiment of we make it up as we go along, because either you're Catholic or you think Catholics make it up as they go along. So that's
and now you understand why Episcopalians, which is the Church of England, decided to do an entire religion where they just went away from the Catholic Church and made it up as they went along. It's
there
easy.
You go.
Want a divorce? No problem. Start a religion. It's good.
There you go. I promise we're not rehashing winter 2016.
True. All right. Sorry.
I promise. You know, we actually had a whole different plan for this show, but Pat decided to ask a question, and somehow it turned on to veal.
It's because I'm wearing my weird combo Peaky Blinders. This is actually green. The lighting's not very good. This is actually green. This is my St. Patrick's.
I'm going to tell Fred on you.
Peaky Blinders, Go Ducks, you know, March Madness. So there we go. All right. Sorry.
We're all wearing green. I think Joe's wearing green, right? That's not blue. Looks green.
It's green.
Because the show is St. Patrick's Day Hangover. And while the three of us did not partake in We want to know if you guys drank the green beer or if the leprechaun stole it from you. So, you know, and take a minute, answer the poll question. We'll share the results at the end of the show. And if you've got a funny story about what you did on this St. Patrick's Day or previous one, share it in the comments and we'll share that as well. But let's kind of get into things. So this past week we had a couple things happen. One, we all thought EA was going slightly crazy because it was such a big lull in the game. It reminded me of the old days when we would have, you know, weeks with no content and we all would be fine. No one. Yeah. But now it's EA's got us all programmed to get used to having, you know, boom, 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 boom. That when there's a lull, as much as people want a lull because they want to be able to have a chance to do their designs and whatnot and have a normal life, people kind of freak out that the game is ending. So this past week we had two things happen. We had Rommel Wood, well, three things, because if you count what I just said, we had the Rommel Wood Academy mini event, and we had St. Patrick's Day. Unfortunately, they did not decide to make the rivers green this year, which was slightly upsetting. I always enjoyed seeing the green rivers, but the other stuff was...
It's kind of a retread. I mean, for those of us that have played it, it's before, it was just like, oh, yeah, let's see if we can get them to buy some more St. Patrick's Day stuff. There really wasn't.
Well, that's it.
Yeah. It was weird.
I think they're taking some of these mini holidays, and I call it a mini holiday because, to me, major holidays are Halloween, Christmas, Easter, you know, all the religious ones. It's Halloween for other people. They're taking these more mini holidays and they're just using it as an excuse to bring back stuff that they had in the past for people, for new players and everything. Which I don't mind. I mean, it's as long as something else is going on and it's not the only thing. It doesn't bother me. Especially since a lot of the stuff we all got for free and now people have to pay a premium for it.
Yeah.
But let's go back to this, to the Rommel Wood Academy mini event, which I'm sure most of you are already almost done with, as I know I'm almost done. What are your initial thoughts on it, guys? Joe.
So I like it. I think I said it in the prognostication post. That's not where I thought they were going to go with it, but it makes sense. It's miseducation. But I'm not anywhere close to being done with it. I think I'm still halfway through the collecting on it, but I haven't been going in all that much. That's where I enjoy the lulls. I just don't play as much, but I'm still not worried that I'm going to get everything. And I'm really excited for Lisa's final animation. And I just got to find a place to put it, you know, and I think it's good. I'm really the most excited by Leopold, but unfortunately he was premium. I think Leopold, yeah, even though he's like a one-off, is a great addition. Yeah.
What about you, Pat?
I'm with Joe. As it turned out, I mean, I'm starting to feel like I have some kind of a cosmic connection to how the game flows, because I had a really crazy week this week, and I was kind of dreading starting something major. I'm probably halfway through, something like that. You know, I've got my timer set, and I ignore it a lot right now because I'm just busy. So, I don't know. It's good. Being in a family of teachers, including a wife that teaches, I've got to admit that some of the dialogue is like, I'm not sharing this with anybody. You know, so it is interesting. It's an interesting concept. I'm not really sure. I'm kind of with Joe. I'll have to figure out where I want to put this thing. I have a staging area that I've figured out now that I've kept clear kind of in the far southeast of my game, where anytime an event hits, I just plop all the stuff for that event there first and figure out. So I'm still enjoying the airport, frankly, and Norbert and all that other stuff. I'm having a good time with that. So
that's what I saw. Do. Springfield Heights, that's where everything goes. I'm going to show those rich truckers, but...
Yeah, rich truckers.
But I built my airport. I'm actually pretty proud of it. It's pretty neat down towards the bottom of my town.
I still have to do all that. I just don't have more than 5 minutes in my town these days.
Yeah, I went the other route. I put mine up. I have kind of an area where I'm staging all of my transportation stuff. So it kind of went up, and it's somewhere up by Monorail Central, but it's a cool airport, but it definitely has these places that run right into Cletus's horrible world of transportation.
Well, anyway. Yeah, the problem is I built my airport. I spent a lot of time that I probably shouldn't have, but it was nice. I haven't designed in a while. And then they gave us an extra hangar and a plane, and I'm like,
Well, that was the thing, is that I felt like I have a few of those things in storage, because it's kind of like, how many duplicate hangars do we need? How many, you know? I've got all the planes out because I like things that fly, but I think I've got two hangars and maybe even one of the lobby things in storage. So anyway.
Yeah, but I also have my fabricated airport that I made in my town when none of that stuff was available that I refused to get rid of.
No, me too. So. No, me too. I've got a whole extra airport that's got all my old blimps and everything else on it. So yeah, I agree.
Yeah, so
no wonder you and I get along so well, Joe.
So. Yeah. Both of you design like crazy, and then Joe makes fun of my Springfield. So
I'm never gonna bring up your Springfield. Never.
3 years later, Joe, it still stings.
Alyssa Springfield is great. It's huge. It's
no,
the best
right now it's
ever.
Terrible. No, it's
I know. I feel, the I feel best like
everything.
For everything else that she does in the world of TSTO, I feel like you and I need to go in and maybe help her design her town a little bit when we actually meet in person.
I used to, put a lot of effort into things, and then I started this little site, and got married and had a kid, and
So what she's saying is you haven't touched it in 4 years, is what you're saying, basically.
No, I do think
I'm joking.
Yeah, Joe hurt my feelings, so I don't know. Anyway, we're not gonna talk about that sore subject.
Alyssa's town is beautiful. I'm on record.
Not right now. It's terrible.
It's huge.
It's huge. All right, let's get back to this event. There's a lot of, I want to talk about this idea. There's a lot of premium stuff in the store. Obviously, that seems to be their thing. They bring stuff back at a premium. But what they're doing, too, is they're bringing, not bringing back, but they're putting discounts on characters that are always in the store. So last event, it was Coach K. This event, it's Greta and Duckman. So they're giving the, what was that?
They're giving you for my phone to check out Josephine Kickass's town while you talk.
Oh, well, thank you. So they're giving, so they're putting these discounts on regular premium characters. Are they kind of playing their hand a little bit and really preventing people from buying things regularly, because everybody's just going to assume that eventually it's going to come back around at a discount, so they're not going to spend their money on something, or their donuts on something when it's available?
I think they've tiered. I think they've tiered the buyers. They know that there's the hardcore, what we used to call completists, that will buy everything immediately because they can't help themselves. That's a smaller and smaller percentage, I think, of players. And so they know. Yeah, they know they're going to get the completist right away, right? Then they come back fairly shortly thereafter, and they try and get the next round and go, oh, well, it's a discount. I'll go ahead and go. And then those of us that have been playing for 4 years, we're going, I already have it, pretty much. There's not a lot of new content. So.
Well, it's more like Duffman, for example, has been, for the last three years we've done, well, I guess the last four polls we've done, so we did one at 6 months, that we do every year about the Addicts readers and everybody's pick for everything. Duffman has consistently been the number one character combo. People are willing to shell out the full amount of donuts for him. So my question is, okay, so they brought him back at a rebated price now. So what's to say, like, if somebody wanted to buy Luann, right? What's to say somebody's going to pull the trigger now if they think 3 months from now EA is going to bring her back at a or going to add, a rebate to her? So are they kind of setting themselves up for people to not buy things? Because people that are completists already have these characters anyway.
I think they're really mining the new wave of people. I think they're mining people that you can almost look back. If I want to do a spreadsheet on it, I'll bet we could figure out that a lot of this stuff is a year old or 2 years old as far as when it was first introduced. And so they're really mining, I think, the newer players, people that have come back, people that – there's a lot of people that left the game and are now coming back to the game, which I find fascinating.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, oh, but I missed all that stuff, you know. Frankly, yeah. I think they'd be smart to have the monorail stuff available more often and at a higher premium price. Because I think a lot of people that missed it and come back are really miffed. And then they kind of brought it back. Was it Christmas where they allowed one station and one whatever? But it's just not the same. Those have been
The dilapidated rail yard, I think you can get all three premium stations. You can get the monorail, the regular one, and then the Cletus one. I think you can get all three with that. It's like that's the permanent prize track. Once you unlock that part, you can get all three.
I would like to have one more station. No. I miss Krusty's station. I can't buy that. I can't go back and buy that, no. And I'm really mad. Really, really mad. No. All right.
What are your thoughts on the subject, Jeff?
I just would say, friends, if you're relying on the generosity of EA to bring something back with a rebate in a capitalist world, prepare for disappointment. If you want something and you can afford it, buy it when it's available.
Yeah.
Because like the tourists that just came out, which are some of my favorite things, I've got that guy rocking his banana hammock and his funny Brazil hat all over my town. Nonstop. He's basically like my equivalent of grandpa chucking pigeons into the black hole.
Oh, there we go.
I'm happy I got it. It makes me digitally happy. It makes me physically happy. But if you're waiting for rebates, like Duffman, you just had 4 years. It took 4 years to get a discount on the number one item. Luan's not that. I mean, it could happen, but odds are, what if it's the day, you know, you go on vacation and then you come back and it's not on rebate anymore? So I don't know.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Pat. I was just saying, I guess it's just a trend I'm noticing in the comments with people who, who say, "Oh, I'm not gonna spend donuts on that. It'll bring it back at a discounted rate in 6 months." You know, I'm noticing that more and more with players who, even just donut farmer players. You know, like Silly Boy has said that a few times. You know, I'm not gonna spend full donut price on that now because in 3 months, 6 months, a year, it'll be at a lower rate. So I guess that's kind of the thought process I'm going with on that as far as.
That's insane because, I mean, the reality is there's no guarantee there's going to be a year or two more of the game. I mean, to the point of what you'd brought up before, there's a lot of speculation that they're trying to wind it down, whatever. This China routine, you know, obviously had a different reason for it, but.
You're taking my next topic.
Oh, sorry. I need to put a printout up here, an analog printout. I just think in general, anybody that thinks they're going to wait for a year or 2 years. To Joe's point, it took 4 years for Duffman to come as a discount. It's not worth the wait. It's stupid. I mean, we're talking about, you know, $3 or something like that in real money. Who cares? Buy it. Stop.
So
stop torturing yourself.
On this topic, Josephine Kickass says that she wanted the Christmas station, and she's with Pat on the Krusty station, and she's also afraid she'll die of old age before items are brought back.
oh no!
And Brooders agree that more stations are needed. She also wants to be able to crash the monorail.
I want the crashed monorail at least where I could put it next to the station.
I agree. That should be a decoration.
Yeah.
No, I mean, if I'm going to be specific about monorail stuff, I want crossing tracks. I want to be able to cross the tracks, period. It's got to happen. That's the thing that would make designing so much cooler. So, anyway.
Yeah. Well, I'm now obsessed. Do you have anything you want to add on the topic, Joe?
I don't know. I think it's cool. The Rommelwood, I just was actually looking through my town and then Grandma Madar, Josephine Kickass's town, and your, I love your Rama Wood. It looks really nice, by the way. But just the silly sign, you know, the keep out sign, like, or don't, that's I'm a sign, funny. Not a cop. Like, that's sort funny. Of like our opinion, like here, like we have opinions when we would play for a while. So listen, or don't, like, we're not a cop. We're just, we're your TCS.
Not the authority.
Yeah. Or just, you know, buy the missile with Homer's face or don't buy the missile with Homer's face. And
speak for yourself. I am the authority. Don't buy the missile with Homer's face. So I don't.
I don't know.
Keep track of. That's the point. It is, this whole thing has become very subjective now, and everybody has something else they like or don't like. I've seen really amazing things in neighbors' towns that I wouldn't even remotely think about because I'm not that interested in that one segment, you know? Right. They really went wacky with something. That's cool. That's the beauty of this game, in my estimation. It's even better than SimCity or any of the other types of city builders because it has so many options, you know, outside of the annoying, you're over 9,200 item limit thing it keeps popping up.
Like one, we were actually talking about a player who returned, I won't name drop, but they actually redid their entire town and made it look like a zombie apocalypse.
Wow.
Took the time to like board up buildings, and this is before they ever had a trash can where you could have actual zombies, and spent the time their entire town, and it still looks like that because they stopped playing and it's beautiful. It's like the neatest thing ever, but yeah.
Wow. That's a true investment of time. I mean, again, I go back it's fun. Like I think I've mentioned, my grandson just started playing again after a layoff, and it's fun because he's watching somebody have to build a town from the last major update forward. It's really interesting to see where he puts stuff and how he puts stuff, but I'm not going to go back and change my original layout. My legacy Springfield is pretty much my legacy Springfield. It's going to stay intact in core, you know, the core is
That's it. You know, I mean, I have things that I, would change and move and redesign, but I've been playing so long and my town was, you know, the way I set up things, it was based on the town only being so big and in proximity to other things. And now that it's gotten so much bigger, I'm like, oh, I really should move this and redesign this and that. And it's just like, I'm not changing it. It took me too long to get that core done that I don't want to figure out how to incorporate everything else in on the outskirts.
And I still have the aerial peeing man that I built in the first 2 months. That I refuse to move. I love it. I still love it. As soon as Springfield Falls came in, it was there. So,
I've redesigned like 3 or 4 times, but I'm done. I've stopped.
You've nuked your town?
Well, I nuked it once, and I've done a complete redesign like 3 times.
Wow. No.
But this last one, like I just build on it. I don't have the time. My town would look like Candace's. So. I mean, yeah.
I don't know what that means.
That's a mystery person.
There we go. The one place that I do kind of just make malleable and just keep shifting around is Springfield Heights. Because it's not that big. And so I have a few core things I like. But I'm not that married to Springfield Heights. I just don't care that much. I've got a whole Santa Land thing in Springfield Heights that is kind of walled off. That sits there waiting for it to snow every year, you know. So, and I'm a 63-year-old man. I'm a 63-year-old man talking like this. That's insane. So anyway, go ahead.
We used to watch Gilligan's Island when he came home from school. And Grandma Dar, Josephine Kickass wants to know if it was in black and white.
Oh yeah. Hey, you want to see something interesting? This is proof. I'm not making this up. I am married.
Uh-oh.
Yeah! It's Mrs. Miller saying hello. She's leaving to go to a book reading competition. She really is a teacher. There you go. Proof that cranky old guys actually have
reading competition. Well, not exactly.
Okay, I'm being corrected. It's OBOB. Battle of the Books. Okay.
I was just waiting for her to be like, Mr. Cat, your room is fluffed. See you tomorrow.
Ha, 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 That's right. I bought my bride from Russia. Yeah, there we go. All right, here we go. Proof that life outside of TSTO exists for cranky old guy. All right. Wow.
Hello, Mr. Pat. Where is green card?
Yeah, where's green card?
Very good.
All right. Yes. Don't give her screen time. You'll regret it. This is bad. This is very man. Bad. I have been avoiding this for a long time. Correct. Goodbye, Mrs. Miller. Goodbye.
Listen, good day. I'm not
driving the vehicle that you let me drive.
She's. You can drive the nice vehicle only this afternoon. Goodbye.
One of these days, Alice. One of these days.
Wow.
Listen. I've met
also known as the family enabler. She puts up with all my craziness. There we go. What a lovely
I've met Mrs. Miller. She's very lovely.
And she's I like her.
She's not Russian. She's real.
she true. Right I met her.
Wow. Yeah.
Sorry. Sorry, folks, but that was gold.
So ladies and gentlemen, I think we've just proven that Pat's wife truly is his better half. I mean,
now I got 5 daughters that keep making that even more divisible. I'm way off on the corners. I'm way off on the fringe somewhere. Anyway, my gosh.
I imagine like anybody that dates one of the Miller daughters, you just have to pull them in and be like, listen, just go with it. Like, they've got you. Like, they are my daughters.
Yep. And just Russian Tigger says, bring back Mrs. Miller. So I thought that was...
Yes, of course, she likes Russian Mrs. Miller. Let us screen cut, Mr. Pat.
This is exactly why I don't give her screen time.
Oh, man.
So, yeah. Anyway, all right,
let's get back on the rails. Let's get back on the rails here.
Wow.
All right, let's... so, quickly, let's talk... Pat kind of teased this a little bit. The concept of is TSTO ending? With this last update, some stuff was brought into the store that in China, TSTO is no longer going to be available in that market. You know, they got a thing saying that, you know, this is the last time they'll be able to update. They can still play, but they won't be able to update to any further updates. A lot of people I noticed in the forums and Reddit and a couple other places were worried that this might be the end of Tapped Out. You know, is this the beginning of the end?
No.
My thought process is if it was ending in, let's say, Spain or Japan or Australia, then I'd say, yeah, maybe. But it's ending in China. You know... Because we don't know who's listening and watching, my microwave might turn into a camera.
And speak with a British accent. My microwave is speaking with a British accent. I don't understand it.
You know, it's China. It's China also won't let the New York Times app in their market anymore, in that app store. I mean, it's China, guys. They're not exactly like flowing with allowing their people to have as much information as, say, England or America or Canada or Mexico. So it's China.
It's a really tough one because, like, I was thinking about it. China is the first country that was actually opening up a dedicated Simpsons store, if you remember that news story. And then, like, they have more iPhones in China than we have people in the United States. So as far as, like, a global market goes, that's not a place that they would want to lose. But that's all it has to do with them wanting control over apps. So, but when you look at demographics of, like, our site per se, we don't have that many, like, Chinese, like, readers that come over to read our English, which makes sense. So yeah. We don't even know how many like players are over there. It's entirely, I don't know. Like, it's just this weird.
Well, this is also part of the battle with China trying to control Taiwan and some of the peripherals. So we do have, actually, ironically, the original Tony, who started this whole blogging mess, spent a great deal of time in, he might still be there. He was in Taiwan for a long time as part of his business travels. So there are all kinds of geopolitical things that are going on with China and controlling the flow of information, but also controlling the commerce side of that. So yeah, it's interesting. There's a lot of backlash. There's all kinds of crazy stuff going on. But
I mean, they're the original wall builders.
Yeah,
the original.
So,
yeah. And they are truly some of the greatest industrialized hackers as well. So it does get really interesting. It's really interesting.
So, well, I'm just looking real quick at her.
Yeah, they did that Chinese New Year thing, and maybe they're mad about Chinese junk.
Maybe. Don't make fun of our junk.
So the one,
don't make fun of our junk.
Well, the one positive thing out of this is we may get a glimpse of as to what happens when TSTO, when EA finally decides to pull the plug, because the players in China, even though they can no longer update their game, they can still play their games. And they won't be able to buy more donuts in the future, but EA also gave them, like, I think it was two or three platinum scratchers as well as, like, their gift for having to end the game there. So that might bode well for the fact that when EA finally does decide to pull the plug and stop doing updates on this, that you can still design your town, play your town, do all kinds of things like that. Which I know some people were.
I mean, it's all just server stuff. And the interesting thing about this game is because it has three primary owners and all sorts of remote servers all over the place, they could easily leave the game up and active on a server without complicating any kind of updating or anything else like that, you know, that happens with the updates. I mean, let's be honest about it. Most of the glitches, bugs, snafus that happen with an update, because they have separate programming teams that do regular stuff and event stuff, and they don't apparently talk to each other all that much. So
and it's just an aside because Wookiee mentioned, you know, I'm sure we don't have many Chinese players coming to read our site that's all in English. I was able to, WordPress has this nice feature where we can look and see where our hits are coming from, what country they're coming from, and all-time hits in almost 4 years we've been doing this. We're nearing 100 million hits overall. We'll actually probably be there around our four-year anniversary, which is really cool. But lifetime, China has only given us 15,000 hits. So out of 100 million hits or 90 million, you know, China has 15,000 of those. So it's really not a huge, I mean, we're not nearly a representation of everybody that plays this game, because, you know, Pat will tell you it's like a percentage of the people that play the game that come to the site, but 15,000 out of 100 million is not, lifetime is not a ton of people.
No, in fact, I mean, I know for a fact that some of the folks that were on my old site were from areas in China that were there for business purposes, and they were pretty active. So 15,000 is kind of funny. You think about it, that could represent 100 players who are just active on the site a lot over a 4 year period. So
yeah,
you know, again, it's that isn't a small number. Not that we don't love every single player from China or anywhere else. I mean, I love the globalization.
Welcome.
Yes. The globalization is what makes this game interesting.
But in comparison, since we brought up Taiwan, in comparison, Taiwan, 68,000. So
yeah.
I mean, there's just for a comparison's sake, and that's lifetime. That's not, you know, recent things. So, I mean, those hits could have been 3 years ago. I don't know exactly when they were.
Well, and what's fascinating, of course, about the geopolitical part is that Taiwan is now supposedly officially part of China, but not, but is, but isn't, but is. It's, so there's a lot going on there. China, you know, Taiwan's kind of their rogue state, if you want to call it that. It's part of China, but not really. You know, they don't think of themselves that way. So it is interesting. But anyway, yeah, to your point, I really think if they decide to shut it down, they're going to give us plenty of opportunity. They will probably have a giant fire sale on every bit of premium content that you could possibly buy, and then they'll just keep the servers up and let you play the game, you know, build your town, play the game, whatever. You know, I don't know. I think that would be the logical business way to go about it.
And I don't see – go ahead, Joe.
Well, we've said it before. This game most likely lasts as long as The Simpsons on TV lasts. So absolutely. We're exactly going to season 30, yeah. Like, they're going to season 30, and Al Jean and I don't know if Matt Graney said it, but they basically said that 30 sounds like a good number to end. So there is a possibility when they finish the 30th season that The Simpsons will, you know, hopefully end on a Christmas episode. And then, yeah, and then the game might end right after. And if that happens, it happens. And that'll be 7 years of the game. That'll be insane.
It's a long time. Yeah, because was it season 24 started?
Yeah, but don't freak out, because when this Futurama game comes, like, if anything we learned with Family Guy, the EA steps up their game when they have competition. Oh. So,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So look forward to them really trying to keep your money, and we'll just see, and we'll be here as long as we are.
Well, I do think that the two conversations correlate, because as long as EA is making money and have a way to trigger that money and have a way to keep the game active, and it doesn't require a lot of assets on their behalf, and it's clear that they have a very small programming team dedicated to this game. So there's no reason not to. I mean, as long as they're netting money on a game that has dedicated, maybe, you know, you can use the word obsessed, players that are coming back, and they have a free support staff called TSTO Addicts, why not? You know?
Well, on that note, Bruder says for her personally, it is this site that keeps her interest in the game, so you're welcome. You're welcome, EA, for keeping millions of players playing Top Down.
I think the community part is really part of it. Even if you go off to the weird forum guys, you know, that's a whole different subset of crazy obsessed players that luckily don't come here very much. But at the same time, it's part of the game. It's part of the, you know, sustainability.
That's it. And a couple things. Russian Tigger says, I'm more upset that Patrick has banned Mrs. Miller than anything China is up to.
I have not banned. Trust me. I have 5 daughters and a wife. Patrick doesn't ban anything. Patrick has no control. Patrick shows up and sits in the corner with the remote control, surrounded by doilies, okay? That's my life. I'm in my man cave.
So Safi says, Chinese guy, you pay now. Bart, what happened to you? China, you used to be cool. Chinese guy, hey, China's still cool. You pay later. All right. Josephine Kickass says at Joe's Candace name drop that that's a mystery person. Shh, Wabbits are sleeping. Mab says Mrs. Patrick is hilarious.
What was that?
Mrs. Patrick is hilarious.
Oh, yes, she is.
And let's see. Josephine Kickass also says it's going to be 50 seasons, working, not 30.
Okay.
I don't know. Frankly, they lied once before. 25 sounded like a good number, too. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know, man. What
listen, as long as it's making money and they got people that'll do it, they're going to keep doing it.
I don't want it to end. I just like all the voice talent, like, you know,
they're getting old. Know.
Yeah, like the people that work on this are physically aging. Like at some point, like what there's the famous announcer for the Dodgers, like what did baseball for 60 years?
Vince Scully. Yeah, all those old guys.
Yeah, most people go 30, 40 years, and then it's time for green pastures and green cards, apparently.
Well, here's the good news. I think what you're saying right now, Hank Azaria, all the real core guys, they'd be really insulted that you're capping their careers by age. So,
no,
I'm going to guess that Harry Shearer is going to show up on your Amazon boat tour and stand up and say, "I'm still here and vital." That'll be
I would probably faint like Sam if Harry Shearer showed up on my boat.
There's a challenge, Harry.
Like Spinal Tap, Spinal Tap.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, well, let's jump into some questions here since we're kind of going through the comments anyway. Let's see. Pimp says, who's Pooh, I'm sure is not watching live because it's 9:47 on the West Coast. And Pimp likes to sleep more than Wookiees do. You know, they're pimps. They work all night. Heyo! let's see. Question for Addicts Live. Do we know what month, maybe even what weekend we are aiming for when it comes to the Addicts meetup at Universal Studios Hollywood? We don't know for sure yet, Pimp. We're still working on a few things. But I think it's going to be late August, early September. So that's kind of, I think, what works between all the things going on in Pat's world and everything going on in Wookiee's world. We want to try to get in before he goes back to school.
And that's actually called In Between Two Weddings. In Between Two Weddings.
They certainly did not give you a break.
No.
It's been a good year for the Miller Daughters finding love.
Yeah,
no,
that's true.
They spotted love a long time ago. They just decided, well, that's a long story. We'll leave it alone.
Okay. We're thinking late August, early September. We'll try to narrow down a date in the next month or so to kind of, because I know we have to make plans as well. You know, our schedules change and
Has a vote. It's going to be late August because she goes back to school in September.
Yeah, I'm thinking late August as well in general anyway.
And you saw how she weighs in on things. You don't want her to keep dropping in on these live things. So this came in and said, August, I tell you, it's August. I'll be here.
And, you know, I'm sure Mrs. Miller will be joining us at Universal Studios, as will my husband and the Tiny Addict. And I hope Wookiee Mama comes.
Wookiee
Lady. Come. What about Wookiee Lady?
Yeah, Wookiee Lady and maybe some of the little Ewoks.
There we go. So it'll be by doing it on the West Coast, it allows more of our West Coast crew to come. So we'll try to get you guys a date within the next month. I got to kind of get it narrowed down, firm it up, and figure it out. But we'll figure late August for now. Okay, let's see. Justin M. Watt, 151, says two questions for Addicts Live. You still plan on posting the non-finalist main event submissions? And two, if they do a sequel to Destination Springfield, what three countries would you like to see included? So on the first one, yes, I posted some. This question might have come before I posted some. I posted some right before this event hit. Rama Wood one. So I'll keep posting, you know, when I have a lull and you know, can get them up. As far as the sequel to Destination Springfield, what three countries would you guys like to see, Joe?
Oh, that's easy. Africa, Israel, and Australia.
You know, people are going to tell you Africa's not a country, right?
Well, Australia is also a continent, so people can go F themselves and, yes.
I'm just saying it happened last time.
I was actually auto-correcting in my head because I was going to say Uganda because last time I got chastised for saying Africa. Australia. Well, yeah.
They say the Simpsons are going to Africa. They don't actually mention the country. So, yeah. Sorry, well, friends.
I mean, it's part of the thing is, yeah, is that those names, man. Okay, we're getting hit with a major rain wind thing right now. Sorry.
Yeah.
I maybe have to go get in the ark here any minute. So anyway, go ahead. Yikes. Anyway, Australia, Uganda, and I would kind of like to go to Germany just for fun.
No. Destination Springfield, the sequel to this. What three countries would you like to see again?
I'm throwing Germany out there again. I'm old, but I'm paying attention. Yeah, those are the three countries that I would like to see in Destination Springfield if I'm not washed away by what appears to be 2 inches of rain dropping in 20 minutes here.
People are already commenting about me saying go F yourself. Zaffy, don't go F yourself. No, don't do it.
Check that out.
So, let's see. I would like to see Australia because that's such a classic episode. The UK, because that's also not a country. I guess it is a country, but it's several locations. Because I'd like to see Ireland, England. So, and what else? I don't know. Oh, Canada. That'd be fun.
I just
Mounties in the game. Come on.
I don't want anyone to accuse TSTO of being too white. That's why I chose places that aren't traditional, you know, Anglo-Saxon.
I don't think about things like that. So I don't try to think about meeting ratios and things. So
okay.
She also eats little baby calves. So
yeah. Whether they're brown cows white cows.
White cows.
I don't discriminate.
Ooh. And there's brown chickens and brown cows. Brown chicken, brown cow.
There you go.
That's music for people while they F themselves.
So, let's see. Russian Tigger. Okay, my question for Addicts Live Broadcast is, Wookie and I have something in common. No, not facial hair. I mean a love of history. So if Addicts could take a trip into the past, where and when would your time machine take you and why? Start with Pat on that one.
Wow. I'm also a history wonk, crazy wonk. Boy, I don't know. I don't know. Let me go to Joe. Let me come back on that one.
It is a difficult question. I see Pat's dilemma. It's sort of a tie. I either want to go to ancient Athens or ancient Rome and see it in its prime, just to see what like everything looked like actually, like when the forum was full and you didn't have like a little, you know, a base of a pillar and they're like, this was a temple. And you're like, it looks like a base of a pillar. So I would really love to see, you know, the ancient Greco-Roman amazingness, but also just realize that the past was pretty awful. So like I would show up and probably be dead in like a day. Cause
I was going to say, you have to wear a hazmat suit anywhere you go. I mean, that's kind of the thing is that I'm a total World War I freak, as I kind of revealed in my airplane post. So I would like on some level to experience, you know, that scene from a distance in a safe bubble. But I agree with you, Joe. There's a part of me that wants to go back to the apex of Greeks or the apex of the Roman Empire to figure out where they went wrong. Because I think that we're in some respects repeating some of those same aspects. So it's like,
especially.
Yeah. So it's like, let's figure out when hubris became, you know, the watchdog of the day and those empires collapsed. Be interesting to watch.
So, my answer isn't going to be quite as exciting because I
last Thursday.
I love history, but I'm really more of a American history wonk. Like I love like just the history of America. So I would either go back to when they signed the Declaration of Independence, or the 1950s. I know those are two really random, like, dates, but 1950s is my favorite time period of America. So either that or watch them sign the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah, I'm going to go with you. I'll revise that absolutely to be in Independence Hall in that 4-week time period would be unbelievable. I think some of the greatest minds ever, you know, in our history were hanging around at that point debating everything from, you know, states' rights to should the turkey be the national bird, which is hilarious to me still. The 50s, I can tell you, that's completely overblown. I was alive during the 50s. It's one of those places, it was a decade when we all pretended that everything was really cool and great and wonderful and everything was like Leave It to Beaver time. It was just, not that way.
Just
at
like
all.
The 1920s, the 1950s, the 1980s. Like we have a cyclical history of it.
Yeah. But the
1980s were. Listen, there's nothing wrong with the 80s. I was born. Thank you.
Except for the music.
I was born and there was a lot of millionaires. All right.
Whenever Alyssa sees veal, she's hungry like the wolf.
There you go. The 50s was the decade of denial. I mean, you know, the beginning of the Cold War was nuclear proliferation. I mean, rampant, whatever.
People were just happy to be alive. Like, that's what it is.
Which is what spawned the 60s. 60s is the worst decade ever.
That's why I'd rather go back to the 50s and not the 60s.
Yeah. So the 1970s were the worst decade ever. But
anyway.
They all suck.
This is the wildest, widest geopolitical Attic Live ever.
It's a really weird one.
I keep forgetting. It's like a digital game. We keep forgetting it's a digital game.
And Bookie has not once mentioned the science of ecology.
I've
been waiting for the right moment. I'm pretty sure they cost the American Civil War. This is where I'd like to go back in American history. So,
There was a Scientology reference last night that I thought of Wookiee immediately. I can't remember what I was watching.
The last time Wookiee was in. Well, go ahead, Joe. Finish your sentence because that's more relevant.
I don't feel the need to make it because I made the comment during the prognostication post about it. So
there you go.
I got my quota.
I lost my train of thought. Oh, last time Wookiee was in New Jersey, we went to Independence Hall. And that was, I mean, you could feel the history there. I mean, that's one of the reasons why, you know.
It's amazing.
You can feel it.
I was going to say that. Amazing. We went there together.
Yeah.
I mean, when you go next door to where, you know, the first president was sworn in, and I mean, the second president was sworn in. I mean, the thing is that you're standing in the spot. That's something every American needs to go to, I think. Read about what it means.
And if you go there, just be careful when you're driving and you get off the bridge because the exit is right there.
Yeah.
Ooh. It's right there.
We almost died.
We didn't almost die. Oh, we just almost flipped the car, but I had it under control.
So Alyssa's driving, and like literally from the bridge to the exit, and like we're talking like smoke and tires squealing, and all of us like
the car was on two wheels at one point. I mean, it was, oh man! But we were fine.
Yeah,
we were fine.
And mind everybody that's how people from New Jersey drive all the time. Mm-hmm. So.
We get where we're going, and we get there safely. Yeah. So
my daughter's become a New Jersey driver. I am white knuckle when I drive with her now.
So Safi says there will be a lot less history to learn if you went back. There will be a lot less history to learn in school if you went to the past. And Josephine Kickass wants to know who would you all like to go back and meet and why. I'm going to start. I would like to go back and meet. Right back to what we said, the founders with the Declaration of Independence when they wrote the first Constitution, because I would like to ask them if what's going on now is what they envisioned when they wrote the Constitution, so they could actually get the true. I probably would destroy
my head. Is my head blurring as I turn it?
Sorry.
God.
Sorry. I would like to find out from the founders if, you know, how they would interpret the Constitution as it relates to what's going on.
You would ruin everything. They were like, what
I would
happened?
Destroy the world. No. Yeah, I would destroy the world. But I also probably would blow their minds.
No, I'm with you, but as far as an actual person, the specific person, John Adams, absolutely, positively, he was the original cranky old guy. The guy was, I mean, he kept it together back then and didn't get the credit. So, there you
go. Sit down, John Adams, you fat F, Alexander Hamilton. That's who I want to be.
Exactly right.
Yeah, either that or Abraham Lincoln.
The problem with Lincoln is that I always think I would spend the entire time sad. Because he was, talk about the weight of the world, one of the greatest guys ever, and you know what's going to happen, and you can't tell him.
That's the thing.
Go to the theater!
I wouldn't be able to meet anybody who was killed, tragically, because I'd be the one telling them not to do it, and then I would destroy history. So.
Oh, no. So if that's the case, I want you to go meet JFK.
No.
That way you could tell him and he'd still be alive.
No.
Although I will say JFK, never mind.
There's an arc. Yeah, there's an arc. I know where you're going, Alyssa, and I think there's an arc there that history was at the right time. Yeah.
In honor of the Irish, I'm giving a shout out to JFK.
Okay. We're down with that.
Yeah.
That works. Yeah. No, I JFK would have been better than what happened after JFK. So
there's a really good book by Stephen King about a guy going back to stop the assassination and it ends up ruining everything.
No, like I think that's on a physics level, you can't go back. You can only go forward. So there you go. Right.
Yeah, now we've gotten very deep. Let's go to a nicer non-deep comp question. Mab. And it is as in cab. I was right. Firstly, thanks for all you do for us. Secondly, or maybe I was wrong. Who said Mab? Joe said Mab. Secondly, on St. Patrick's Day, everyone becomes an honorary Irish person for the day. Do any of you have actual Irish ancestry? And can one of you please say Bacon? So Bacon. And then he signs it Michael Mike Mab, as in cab, the great.
Nope. I'm Welsh. I'm all English. I'm Welsh. I have no Irish in me at all. I love Irish music. I've been to Ireland. You know, Irish music is the basis for bluegrass and all kinds of other things. So,
Joe,
my people hail from Norway and Germany mostly, but I have to say I'm a bit of a Scot-Irish Protestant myself. So. Sorry about that, love.
So I am probably 90% Italian. I have a little bit of French and a little bit of Spanish, but I am second generation off the boat Italian. So but my daughter and my husband are Irish. So the name is Riley.
I was just gonna say, I'm in the middle of finishing Bruce Springsteen's book. And he has a whole chapter about how the Irish and the Italians all interbred because they all thought one another was hot and that the purebreds of their culture were boring. So it's pretty interesting.
My husband's mostly German, but he does have Irish in
him. Yeah.
Well, I'm actually – one of the history papers I'm writing for this semester is about Irish immigrants in the 19th century and how they were basically others, and it's a lot of fun to write so far.
Oh yeah, no, you only have to go. You know, every 30 years, there's a new other. There's a new immigrant other. Yeah.
This one book by this guy Noel Ignatieff is called "How the Irish Became White."
There you go.
So it's pretty interesting.
Yeah, we won't use the nomenclature for what they. Yeah, well, and actually, the Welsh are the same way in England. Just so you know. Yeah. That same nomenclature is associated with the Welsh. So
yeah, because the English are interested.
So let's see. One more question. Brooders wants to know when we're coming to the UK. We're welcome at Brooders Mansions. Are you buying the plane tickets? and renewing my passport for me, because that needs to be done.
Yeah. I love England. I have lots and lots of connections to England. I have family there. I've got friends there that I made on tour. I love England. Some of my very favorite friends, followers are from England. So, yeah, it was a great place to be.
We'll see. I think if we leave the country, Canada is probably the likely location because we can get there by driving. So,
see, my concern is if I leave the country, I will not be allowed back in. So I'm a little nervous about that whole prospect right now.
I'm not worried.
Yes, my microwave is talking to me. So
anyway. I'm not worried. I don't say anything bad to my phones, microwaves, or TVs.
I do.
So. So let's see. Oh, the last question was, Safi wants to know what our favorite Simpsons film parody is. Did we do this one already? Oh, no, we did horror movies. So the favorite Simpsons film parody.
Well, Joe, that's easy. It ties in with horror. Like, the Shining is the ultimate, like, parody of a movie. But I also was thinking about it. I saw that and was just thinking in my head about it. I think that McBain is really great as making fun of all the 90s action movies, and especially Arnold Schwarzenegger. So as much as I love the Shining, I give second place honorable mention to McBain and everything that he makes fun of.
Yeah, and I think you'd actually have to go one step further and say that the entire news organization thing is a wonderful parody of you know, news as we know it today. So you can go as deep as you want. Every time they do a new broadcast or add a new team to the news broadcasting, the way they parody sports broadcasters and regular broadcasters and everything else, I think is right on the button. It's funny.
Stephen A. Smith. All right, so a few finalized comments. Let's see. Josephine Kickass says that Joe, let me drive. When you're in Jersey, you need somebody who's got a Jersey license to drive, because otherwise you're not safe. and
I drove in Jersey
Ask Pat about his. Well, you don't have a Jersey license anymore. You have a California license. All you do is sit in traffic all day.
I never had a Jersey license.
You know what I mean. Pat, ask Pat what happened when he came out here trying to get to the pub where we were meeting.
There's repeated insanity in some of the. I mean, here's the beauty of the turnpike and the things that are straightforward. You just get it. They're insane. You take your life in your own hands. Forget about it. You're gonna die if you don't keep going at 70 miles an hour and just jog in and out of traffic. But the little townships, those are nuts. They built these roads that just go nowhere. The wrong
you can't
way.
Make a, for you hours. Can't make a left turn. In New for Jersey, you can't hours. Make a left turn.
I've never heard of that. No left you turn.
You have to make a right to make a left.
Yeah, so we missed one turn off and had to drive, I'm not kidding you, 10 miles out of our way to get back to the place we missed the turn from, to be able to take a right turn, to go under, and then go around the other. It's insane. Absolutely insane. I don't get it.
So let's see. Bruder says Cape Fear is her all-time favorite episode ever. Handsome Hank, nice to hear from you. HH, hope you're recovering well. Said Alyssa, I thought your person would be Walt Disney. Walt Disney would be a good person to meet, but let's face it, Walt Disney is frozen underneath Disney World, so I don't need to go back in time to meet him. I just need to develop the technology to unfreeze him, and I'll be good.
Along with John Wayne. Along with John Wayne's head or something. Yeah, I got
it. And him and Ted Williams. And Safi said, I would totally destroy history if I went back in the past. There would be a statue of me in every city and all sorts of formulas and inventions named after me. Pythagorean formula? What is that? You mean the Safi formula?
I think it's time we brought Safi back. He's obviously craving FaceTime. Bring him back.
Yeah.
Yes. I'll have to reach Safi. I'll email you this weekend and see what we can work out for another episode. Real quick, the poll question, since that's all the questions, the poll results are in. Did you drink the green beer yesterday? 78, almost 71% of you said no. almost 22% of you said you tried to, but the leprechaun kept stealing it, and only 7% of you said yes. So you know what that tells me? Our readers are as boring as we are.
I think we're entering a new era of temperance. So
we're all old. I'm just kidding, guys. Readers, you're not boring. I'm just trying to be funny. Keyword is trying. It doesn't always work out so well.
I had cranberry and vodka last night. Several of those. I don't know how that worked, but
I didn't even drink at all. I went to bed at 10 o'clock.
I got home late from work and went to sleep because I had to wake up early for this.
I actually golfed. Anyway, there you go. There's about 6 inches of snow still on the ground here, so no golfing happening here.
I think I just got 6 inches of rain here in the last hour. It's just pounding. So no golf today.
So. Safi found a ticket to LAX. Oh, real quick, since this is the last show, I think probably the last show. I don't know that we're doing another show in March because just the way the schedule's panning out, it's hard to do a back-to-back show and keep it fresh. So I think we're going to probably end up doing the first weekend in April, which is like April 2nd, 1st or 2nd. So my apologies.
Keeping it fresh for this crew. We are so far-ranging. You could open any topic, and we'll end up back at the beginning, maybe.
It's true. We're lucky. Well, you guys, I don't know what everybody's schedule is, but you guys can tell me in the comments if you'd rather us come back next week or come back in 2 weeks. Either way, you know, we'll be here. I don't know what everybody else's schedule is, but this will be our last show before – well, I think there might be another show before the championship, the Final Four. But what are your – what are your Final Four picks or your winner championship?
I didn't even do a bracket because I could feel that this is a year that's going to break. And yes, after day one, a lot of brackets were already broken. I'm a Ducks fan, obviously. I hope we get to the Final Four. I think it's going to be a push without Boucher. We'll see. But that's where my heart goes. It's a completely irrational desire, but I hope the Ducks go all the way.
Joe?
I'm not actually into college basketball at all or professional basketball. However, my school is USC because my grandfather played football there. So, and I guess they're doing okay for basketball. But really, my mom is a big UConn ladies basketball fan. And I am fascinated by how amazing that team is. And that is the one college team I can watch play basketball and just be like, dang, those ladies are good.
Yeah, I think they're going for win 108 straight tonight.
Yep. Yeah. So my mom's been a Huskies fan because her best friend is from Connecticut. So she's followed them for decades. So, yeah, like go UConn Huskies. Like it's good to see.
That's a whole different world. I mean, that's unprecedented. That's a record that'll never get broken.
They're amazing.
Sorry. Joseph Mikikash just said, we're not boring. We just prefer tapping over drunken. I really love you, man. My final – my pick is Nova, I just because I like to be weird. So I think Nova's going to win again. Which is extremely difficult to do in men's basketball, but I do think Nova's going to win it. Of course, I think UConn's going to win the ladies' bracket, although I would laugh if they lose. I've been a Lady UConn fan for a long time. My husband's mother-in-law actually went to school with Gino, but I've been a UConn fan since I was in eighth grade.
I don't know who's going to beat them. They'd have to have some cataclysmic injuries, something.
But I'm rooting for Nova to go all the way. Sorry, Pat, with your Ducks.
I said it was irrational. So
there you go. So that's going to be it from us, unless anybody else has anything they'd like to add. Peanut Gallery.
Yeah, I can't make it on the 25th. Just laying it out.
Okay.
There. It's not waking.
So then we're doing. That's probably why we were thinking April then.
Yep.
So, All right, so we will, I'll throw up a post to announce when the next show is. Likely it'll be 2 weeks.
Well, back, let me ask you one question. So back to the game. Uh-oh.
The phone's ringing.
I know it. It's the microwave. So what do we think is coming next? After this,
what is
coming next? Do we have any idea what's coming next?
Major event the last week of March, which was wrong mouse, sorry. Let's see. Major event coming March 29th. That's my prediction, a Wednesday, March 29th, major event. And it's going to be something to do with the French folly. So something to do with the...
you think it's going to be entire about Jock?
Something like that, yeah. I do.
Do we know it has to do with the French? Is this
that was one of the things. I'm just trying to remember what else was teased, quite honestly. That was the only thing I remember that was teased.
I think Jacques might be part of it, but that's sort of like the gluttonous gal, how it was on the nose with Diabetti. I think he's gonna just be a character in addition. I don't know.
I'm just trying to remember what the prognosticate word said. It'll be one of the things that actually it may not be anything that was teased. But I do think March 29th will be the date, because that's the logical date. It'll be a major event.
I mean, they still, there's a very strong possibility they could do something military related, because
when World
they
get War One. Covert convention.
Think about, they did the Chinese junk and made China mad. And then that was the precedent to the entire Around the World event. So it's very possible that this little Rommelwood Academy mini event is them preparing for a whole big.
It's World War One.
And then Jacques will show up, and then Willie's gonna say his insensitive famous line about the French, and then it'll be great.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be something. I forgot that the Covert Convention was in there too. So I have a feeling it'll be something along those lines that'll incorporate some. Yeah. Fop, not flop, sorry, or folly, whatever the hell I said. it's trying to remember everything. It's in my brain. I think it'll be definitely March 29th. Of course, now that I said that, EA will watch this because they watch everything, and they will change the date just to make me wrong. But we'll probably see that covert convention with the French fop in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
My thought process. So, all right. Somebody's asking if we talked about the end of TSDO yet. Yes, we did. You're just tuning in, so that doesn't help. But, somewhere along this hour and a half episode.
In fact, it's the end. They're talking about the end of TSDO. The end. Yes. We are finished.
So, all right, guys. So we will see you all next time. Like I said, we'll put a post up as to when the next Addicts Live will be. But we will see you all next time. Have a great rest of your weekend. Thanks for tuning in. And, you guys aren't boring. We do love you. We appreciate you. So Pat says go Ducks. Bye, guys. Have a good week.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. Remember, you can always catch us at tstoaddicts.com for everything TSTO, The Simpsons, and beyond. You can also find us on Twitter and Facebook at TSTOaddicts. Until next time, friends.